I said, that's why he's laying on his deathbed, comatose, because of his sexual sin with another woman when he's married to another one. First of all, he didn't love her like Christ loved the church. That was his command, to love his wife like Christ loved the church. And the Lord said, if you don't do that, I will not hear your prayer. Isn't that something? So you wonder why so many men can't get their prayers answered, because they don't love them wives like Christ loved the church. So God says, oh, I heard your little wife fussing down there about you not loving her. Oh, she says you're not being the sweetheart I told you to be. So he said, I'm not going to answer your prayers. And you keep on getting meaner and doing things you ain't supposed to. And then all of a sudden, you start getting sick. And the first thing you notice is in your left side, in your left hip or your left shoulder. And you can't get well, and you get worse and worse. And everything's on your left side. And you wonder why. Because it's your wife. It's a female problem. And that's where you always get hit. If you've got a problem with a female, it's always on the left-hand side of your body. Now, if it happened to be a male you're having a problem with, it'll be on the right side of your body. That's just the way it works. We've seen it thousands of times. Now then, I might throw this in here for women, too. On women, when they have a problem with breast cancer, if it's in your left breast, you have an unforgiveness toward a female member of your family. Mother, daughter, sister, cousin, a female. If you have breast cancer in your right breast, you have unforgiveness toward a female that's not a member of your family. We've seen that hundreds of times. And out of all the hundreds of women we prayed for with breast cancer, we have only seen two that didn't get healed. Only two. And the two that didn't get healed would not forgive the female they had the problem with. And they both died. I mean, I think that's a height of stupidity. You know, hey, why not do what God says? Forgive and get healed. But some people won't. But anyway, we've seen this so many times. In fact, I'll just tell you that we got a lady, a black lady, that works for us just part-time. And the reason she comes to work for us is because when her and her husband, they had been in a church, but they'd never been to a church that teaches things like we teach. They'd never been to one that teaches healing like we teach it. And she came down with breast cancer. And so she went and had the diagnosis and everything, and they set up the surgery for next Thursday. They're going to do the surgery. And then they came to church on Sunday. And when I talked to them, I said, you know, we got to get rid of the unforgiveness. Once we get rid of that, we can pray for you, and God will forgive you, and He'll heal you. And so she said, okay. So she forgave the person. We prayed the prayer of faith for her. And I said, now then, you're healed. You don't have to go back to the doctor. Her husband said, now Thurman, I'm new at this. I'm new at this. And that woman, I love her with all my heart. And he said, I don't want to lose her. So he said, I've already got an appointment for her to have surgery Thursday. And said, I know you said because she confessed her sin, and because you prayed for her, she's healed because it's written in the book. But he says, I'm going to take her in Thursday and have the surgery done anyway. I said, well, you know, you're the head of the family. You're the husband. I can't override you. So he takes her in, and they do the surgery, cut in there and take out the tissue, and then they check it, and there ain't a sign of cancer in her breast. That's just the left arm. There was no cancer in her breast. They was out of church for a week or two, and then they came back and said, right there where CE sitting, right there, both of them were sitting right there. And I said, so how are you doing? And she said, oh, I'm doing good. I'm recovering nicely. But she said, I hate it that I had that surgery because of the scar tissue. I can now only raise my arm this high. I said, you know, I believe the God that we serve is so forgiving and so merciful that you didn't trust Him. I believe with all my heart, if both of you two will repent and tell God how sorry you are. Of course, her husband, he just broke down and said, oh, God, he said, Lord, this is all new to me. I'm so sorry that I didn't trust you. Lord, now, I mean, my wife don't have a sign of cancer in her body. I'm so sorry. Lord, please forgive me. Well, you think God heard that prayer? Yeah. Of course He did, yeah. And I told her, I said, you know, you just say, Lord, I'm sorry, but I had to obey my husband, but Lord, just forgive me too. And so she did. And I said, okay, I believe He's forgiven you. I said, now then, woman, I want you to raise your left arm straight up. She said, right now? I said, yes. And just like she did, she just, that arm went straight up, and she was completely, totally healed, and she's been totally healed. Now she comes out here and works for us a couple of days a week. She just wants to be around us to help us out. You know, isn't that something? Do we serve an awesome Jesus?
Yes.
Yes, he's awesome. Why can't we learn to trust him? Why do we have to do things the world's way? Why can't we do things God's way? Well, I don't know. But he said, there, he will declare to his friends, I sinned, but it was not worth it. In other words, when you find out that you're in the hospital because of sin, what should you do? In fact, Joseph back there told me a wonderful story about his sister. His sister, when she was about 70, I think, somewhere about that, she got into a position that had pain in her body. So she goes to a doctor, and the doctor tells her she has cancer. And so she comes to the church and says, okay, I'm going to confess all my sins. I'm going to get right with God. And I want y'all to do what James 5, 14, 15, and 16 says, and I'm going to believe I'm healed. Now somebody says, what does James 5, 14, 15, and 16 say? Well, obviously we don't believe it, but let's pull it up on the screen here right quick and let everybody see what James 5, 14, 15, and 16 under the New Covenant makes a promise to the church. But the church absolutely don't believe God's Word. Are any among you sick? Now, first of all, who would that include in the church? Does that include you and me, Jeff? That includes me. You too? Okay. Are any among you sick? They should call for the elders of the church and have them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. Now that's a problem. You got to find an elder that believes this will work. And there's not a lot of them, I'm here to tell you. I've had a lot of men that are deacons or elders in churches, and I said, well, all you need to do is anoint that man with oil and pray the prayer of faith. And they said, no, that stuff went away with the apostles. That don't work no more. And it won't work for you. Sure. Now, so it says, and so, call for the elders of the church and have them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. And their prayer offered in what?
Faith.
Not this old unbelieving prayer, oh God, if it be your will. Huh?
You, Cheryl, Eldon, and Sharon, I think it was,
yeah,
were the ones that prayed this over Anne.
Yeah, amen. And we didn't pray in unbelief either, did we?
Evidently.
She got a new heart. God heard us. And they should call for the elders of the church, have them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord, and their prayer offered in faith might make the sick person well. Oh, Jeff, that's not what it said? You really got to watch these preachers when you read the Word, right? What did it say? The prayer of faith will what?
It will.
A big difference between will and might, isn't there? And their prayer offered in faith will heal the sick, and the doctor's going to raise them up? He is the doctor, isn't he?
Yeah,
the great physician, and the Lord will make them well, and anyone who has committed sins will be forgiven. Now, is that an awesome, awesome promise from God to the entire church?
Yeah.
Now then, if you are a Christian and you go to church, it makes no difference if you're Pentecostal, Baptist, Methodist, Church of Christ, Catholic. If you use the Word of God, that Scripture is in your Bible. And it means exactly what it says. So how could I be in church all of my life, been a deacon, a Sunday school teacher, and everything else, and until 1986, I never saw that verse work. 1986 was the first time in my life I saw it work. Why? Because we never did it. Was I in churches with men? Oh yeah, PhD as a pastor sometimes. From seminary. But did they ever speak on this verse? No, absolutely not. Never. Not one time. Do we believe God's Word in the church? No. You ask us, do we believe the Word of God? Oh yeah, I believe every word from Genesis to maps. I believe everything in there. That's a lie. That's a good question, Ann. I don't know. You know, isn't it amazing how we can lose all this? See now, you take a little lady, Ann over here, you take this lovely little lady that got healed and she saw this thing work. Now she's wondering why the whole world don't use this. Right, Billy?
Amen.
But probably a few years ago, Ann, you were just as dumb as the rest of us. You know, yeah, she says, exactly I was. How do we get this knowledge? Somebody's got to get, that's right, Jeff, got to get in the book and study it, right? In fact, I was at a meeting, and there was a man that was at least 10 or 15 years. Yeah, I said, he's 20 years. That man's 20 years older than me. And he's not, had his 90th birthday the other day. I'll be 72 in December, but he had his 90th birthday here a while back, and he's still in perfect health. I mean, still in perfect health. But that's the man that stood up in the meeting that day and said, Thurman, I'm reading the same Bible with the same translation, and he's a very well-educated man. And he said, I do not see what you see in that scripture. How do you interpret it? When I read it with emphasis, he said, I got it. That's it. I see it. Now that he's got it. Isn't that amazing? Are any among you sick? You know, that's the thing. That's like Ed Brock was the first time I ever used this physically. In 1986, Ed Brock was a 42-year-old man that had stage 4 lymphoma, terminal cancer. This guy and his wife, if I ever saw two people that I thought were great church members, it was Ed Brock. Him and his wife were in Sunday school every Sunday morning. They was in worship service every Sunday morning. They was in on Sunday afternoon service every Sunday afternoon. I hardly ever saw him on Wednesday, or he never did come to the Tuesday night visitation, none of those kind of things. But Sunday, he was a great Christian. And then at 42, he come down with stage 4 lymphoma cancer. Him and his wife rode bicycles thousands of miles a year. There was not an ounce of flab on either one of them anywhere. They were in perfect physical shape. I mean, if you'd have asked me, who's the greatest couple in the church? I said, well, they're close to the top. Who is the best physically fit and you think they might live to be 100 years old? I said, Ed and Ruthie Brock. You know, because you go by what you see, right? You know, now somebody's crippling around, you know, and they're 200 pounds overweight and everything else, and you think, well, they're not probably not going to be here very long, you know. So, you know, you go by what you see. That's just the way we are, you know. But I never dreamed that at 42, Ed would be down with stage 4 lymphoma terminal cancer. He got to feeling a little weak one day, and so they went in and had him checked. And when they did, what do we always do when we get to feeling a little bad? What do? We go to a doctor.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Jesus' Healthcare Plan, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.